You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap for everything in your wash. First, let's drop in on the Dozen family. Well, Ma Dozen's in the kitchen, and here comes Unky Dozen, all excited.
Say, Ma, while I was hanging up your wash just now, along comes that snooty Mrs. Vandermore.
Goodness, what did she want?
Well, she put them fancy glasses up to her eyes and says, "My good man, did you do that magnificent-looking wash?"
She did?
Yeah, and I says, "My good woman, Does did everything." And guess what, Ma? She didn't even know what Does is.
Huh. Well, I hope you told her.
Sure. I says, "Really, Mrs. Vandermore, you astound me. Does is a new kind of soap for everything. Work clothes, towels, to pretty rayon panties."
What did she say?
Well, she says, "You mean Does is the only soap you use to get those work shirts so clean?" "You bet," I says. "Does gets tough dirt out all by itself. You don't even need a bar soap anymore."
Did you tell her there's no hard scrubbing neither? No soap I ever used gets clothes clean easier than Does.
Sure. Then I showed her them dazzling white towels, and she looked as if she couldn't believe her eyes.
Ha, I've always said you can't beat Does for really white washing.
Yep. And when she saw Daisy's pretty rayon doodads, she says, "You mean with all that tremendous cleaning power, this Does washes those nice colors too?"
Did you tell her that's the wonder of Does? It's actually safer for the delicate colors of wash.
Sure did, Ma. Then she looked at me and says, "My good man, you seem to be an expert. Could I get you to wash for me?"
What did you say?
Huh. I said, "Gosh, no. But you can get Does. Does will do anything."
Yes, Unky Dozen's right. Why, compared to other leading granulated wash day soaps, Does gives longer life to colors, plus unsurpassed whiteness and real cleaning power for the dirtiest clothes. Better try Does, D-U-Z. It does everything in your wash. And now the Goldbergs. Well, Molly's secret is really out of hand now. For Bertie Schlissel, the town's worst gossip, has managed to worm some of the facts out of Rosie and Uncle David. Molly tried hard and long to hide the fact that Grace was not her daughter-in-law, but a petty thief. She had helped George, Grace's husband, to change his ways and wanted to give the girl a chance to reform, too. But Grace repaid Molly by running off with the funds of the Committee on Juvenile Delinquency, which had been entrusted to her. George is on the train with Grace, headed for Grand Central Station, New York City. And the Goldbergs haven't heard from him. And he is the only person who can persuade Grace to return the money. Now, Molly has two worries. One is how to pay back the money, and the other is to stop Bertie from telling the story to everyone in Lastonbury. Listen.
Oh, where did Papa run now? Where did Uncle David run?
They're trying to catch up with Bertie, Mom.
And if Bertie wants to talk, Rosalie, darling, she'll talk. Get me some potatoes. Let me peel.
I'll do it, Mama, darling.
No, let me do it. It'll take my head off. My little knife, darling, the sharp one. And a pot with water.
All right.
Nearly full. Not altogether.
Why we were so foolish as to talk in front of Bertie when we knew what she was.
It happened, Mama knew. It happened, so it happened. The little knife, Rosalie.
I'm getting it.
Oh, if I only knew where I could find George and Grace.
What would you do, Ma?
I don't know.
I know what I'd do. I'd have them both brought back and punished.
Give me the potatoes.
Now it'll be you. You'll be the one who'll have to take all the blame.
As long as I can give everybody back their money. All that was collected for the delinquent fund.
That's not the important thing, Ma. If Bertie tells everybody what she heard before, you can tell them yourself.
I know, Rosalie, I know.
And everybody had so much confidence in you, Ma.
Let me peel, Rosalie. Let me peel, please. And quietly, in silence, let me peel. Please, let me peel in silence. Oh, how far did Pop and David go?
Don't worry, Ma.
With Papa's temper, how can I not worry?
You peeled that potato already.
Oh.
Ma, do you mind if I say something? This happens all the time. This isn't the first time. Only this is more serious. Mama, darling, you have to learn.
What?
That there are all kinds of people in this world, Ma, and they're not all good. This isn't the first time, Ma. This has always happened. Only this time a lot of people will be hurt, and it isn't their pocketbooks, Ma. Their feelings. I mean, you're trying to do good. I know it. Everybody knows it. But you do it on your own. You decide that somebody ought to be helped, and then you go right ahead. You don't pay any attention to what Papa says. You don't pay any attention to what Papa feels or thinks or what I feel or anybody feels. Usually you work things out so that everything turns out all right in the end. Papa and I understand you, Ma, but this time you did it with people who aren't your family. They're your neighbors. They don't understand you the way we do. And, well, if they hear what really happened from Bertie, then...
All right, Rosalie.
Ma, this time even the people you try to help turned out badly. Don't you see, Ma? You can't save the world by yourself. You have to work with other people, and you have to pay attention to what they think and to what they feel. And then when you succeed, the success is so much greater. And when you fail, well, the failure isn't as bad. You see, Ma?
I see, Rosie. I see. I always thought that each one must take care of their own little world. And that world is the people that come into it.
Yes, Ma, but...
All right, Rosie. Maybe Papa met Birdie. And if yes, and if she won't repeat what she heard here, I'll go personally to each neighbor, and I'll explain mine error.
Nobody. Oh. She vanished like she fell in the ocean.
Oh, did you go to Bertie's house?
No.
Oh,
call her up. Call her up and see if she's home before it's too late.
I will, Jake. I will call Bertie, Rosalie, before it's too late, Papa said.
How anybody could talk in front of her? How anybody
Rosalie.
Could...
All I said was that...
I only said because she said Rosie said. So I thought if Rosie said and told and she knew...
All right, David, all right. What was done, and it did. Call Betty before she spreads.
Nibble it in the bud, Molly, or else be a loss.
Call her. Call her, tell her that we have to see her.
All right, but all I said was that Grace was not Sammy's
and
wife.
Nice.
Call.
Call.
All right.
Call.
Hello. I want Bertie Schlissel, please.
I only said that...
Of course there's a Bertie Schlissel.
The telephone is maybe under her brother's name.
So ask for Seymour Fingerhood, then.
Seymour Fingerhood.
Hello. Well, try Seymour Fingerhood.
Mister, please.
Hi, Molly.
My fault.
All right, then.
Mine fault.
Hello.
My fault.
Hello, Seymour? Rosie. I'm all right.
Ask for Betty.
No, Seymour. I saw that picture, thank you.
Ask for Betty.
Well, the dance isn't for another month.
Give me the phone.
Pa, please.
Ask for Betty.
Seymour, is Bertie there?
Well.
Yes,
Matt.
Where, when? You think she's there now?
Oh,
well, Bertie's not home.
She's home.
Well, give me.
Let me.
Jake, please give me.
Here, Ma.
Look out for my potatoes. Put me in the potatoes. Hello, Seymour.
You're wasting time.
Jake, please. Hello, Seymour. Listen, darling, dear. Listen, was Bertie home?
What difference is if she was home?
Seymour, did Bertie had anything to say extraneous? I mean...
Did she mention Grace?
Did she mention Grace? Well... Nothing, Seymour.
Did she mention money?
Nothing, Seymour. Uh-huh.
What uh-huh?
What uh-huh?
All right, Seymour. I will. Thank you. Bye.
What?
She didn't mention Grace. She only called Seymour back and she told him to meet her home. She had plenty to tell him and that she was going over to see Mary Foote.
Why, Mary Foote.
Come and call Mary Foote, Ma.
My best friend.
Call her, Molly.
I'll call Mary Foote. My best friend. Operator, Mary Foote, please.
We are lost.
Lost.
Yes. David, darling. David, exactly how much did you tell Bertie?
Exactly. I said exactly that Grace wasn't Sammy's wife.
David.
Oh, my fault.
And what else did you say?
Did you mention that Grace went off with the money that she collected?
Yeah, I said that I...
Lost. Ruined.
Ruined.
Hello? Hello, who is this?
Redirect.
Is Mama home? This is Mrs. Goldberg, Cherry, dear.
Direct me.
Oh, mindful.
Cherry, dear, was a lady by the name Bertie Schlissel. Huh? Yeah.
She was?
Yeah.
She was?
So where did she went?
She was?
Where?
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye.
She was?
She was.
So?
She went to Mrs. Decker.
Well, call
forget
Mrs. Decker.
Mrs. Decker.
Mrs. Decker. Get Mrs. Decker. Oh, David, what else did you say?
Get Mrs. Decker.
Hello, Mrs. Decker, please.
Lost.
My fault.
Uncle David.
My fault.
Mrs. Decker, please. Who is this? I would like to speak to Mrs. Decker, please.
Who is it?
The maid. Yeah? Oh, well, hello. This is Mrs. Goldberg. I don't know if you met me personalized or not. I'm the lady that lives down by the hill. Mrs. Goldberg. Yeah. She knows you don't. Yeah. Well, hello. Was a lady named Birdie.
Some boy.
Mrs. Schlittel. Yeah. Well, where did they went? Merrifoot? Oh. And they all went where?
Where?
Emma.
Where?
To the Vermilius?
The Vermilius.
He gave $200.
Yes.
Lost.
Lost.
Thank you. Bye. Don't talk now. Don't talk, because now words are futile.
Futile or not futile, these are my last words. Call a meeting and let the truth be known. And let come what will.
With Birdie at the helm, the gossip seems to be spreading like a raging disease. And Molly's mistake will seem to be inexcusable. Say, have you got a pencil handy? Well, get ready to use that pencil as a weapon against the Nazis and the Japs. Yes, that's what I said. You can use your pencil to help win the war. Now, here's how. Take that pencil and figure out just how many war bonds you can afford to buy every week or every month. Try hard to buy as many bonds as you can. You know, now that we're paying our taxes as we earn, you can figure exactly how much money you have to spend and how much your necessary expenses are. Remember, your taxes under the pay-as-you-go system are not much different from last year's taxes. And because they're taken right out of your salary, well, you're not going to have to set aside a lot of money each week or month to square yourself with the government. So figure it out now. Cut your expenses down as much as you can. Then put every extra dollar and dime you can into war bonds. Buy all the bonds you can afford. And keep it up. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Molly tries to call a meeting, and Birdie... well, you'll hear about Birdie. This is Clayton Collier speaking and reminding you to do as the dozens do. Let Does, the new kind of soap, do everything in your wash.